And now presenting Insight, an inside look at food, health, and the environment, produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.
Hello, and welcome to Insight. I'm your host, Doug Randall. The goal of this series is to provide you with insights into the impacts of research and collaborations occurring at MU's College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. With me today is Dr. Ann McKendry, Associate Professor of Genetics in the Division of Plant Sciences. I understand your particular research involves wheat breeding. Can you explain to our listeners the focus of your research?
Sure, Doug. My work focuses on soft red winter wheat, which is used mainly for good things like pastries and cookies and cakes and crackers and even beer. This type of wheat is produced in the eastern one-third of the United States, running essentially from Missouri to the Atlantic and from New York State north to the Gulf States in the south. What we like to try and do in that research is to provide the growers of Missouri with new varieties that have good yield potential, good quality, adaptation to the environment, particularly the changing climate, and resistance to the diseases that are present in Missouri. And by doing that, what we hope to do is meet the increased demand for both food and feed that we will face in the coming years because of population growth.
So how many new wheat varieties have you introduced to the Missouri markets and beyond since you've been here at MU?
Well, I've been here at MU since 1988, and over that time period, we've released 12 different varieties. Some of them have been released in the public sector, and people will know of those. Others, though, have been released as proprietary lines. What we've become nationally known for is our work on Fusarium head blight resistance.
You mentioned this Fusarium fungus, also known as wheat scab. What should our listeners know about this fungus?
We get Fusarium somewhere in the state almost every year, and we get an outbreak every 2 to 3 years, which makes it really damaging. So in susceptible varieties, varieties that don't have resistance, the pathogen grows in the head and can reduce the yield of the wheat by 70 to 80%. The troubling thing is, in addition to yield losses, it also produces a mycotoxin that can cause health issues in both humans and in non-ruminant animals. Nothing is resistant to it. But with funding from USDA ARS and the U.S. Wheat and Barley Scab Initiative, we've made some significant progress in trying to improve the resistance levels. And now Truman, in my program, is considered the gold standard for resistance in U.S. wheat.
So I understand that you recently released a new variety that could take the wheat industry by storm in the next couple of years. What can you tell about this one?
In 2010, we first tested what has become a transformational variety. It's a line that, in testing across the entire eastern part of the United States, finished first. It has remarkable test weight, remarkable yield, and very good resistance. The question was how to market that line across the entire eastern part of the U.S. And so with the help of the Technology Management and Industry Relations Group here at MU, we entered into a public-private partnership that will allow an international company to actually market the line for us. And we will get a royalty back that will support our research.
I'd like to thank Ann McKendry for being our guest today.
Thank you, Doug.
For Insight, I'm Doug Randall. For more information on this topic or to listen to this interview again, please visit kafnernews.com. That's kafnrnews.com. And thank you for joining us today.
Insight is a special feature produced by the MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources.